Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. This reading of the Krishna Puja offerings is actually a tradition which Srila Prabhupada himself introduced. He asked his disciples to explain their appreciation on this sacred day, as it is commonly done in our tradition. Please, our journey.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Shrimade Vakiranda Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi
As the years go by, my appreciation for you, Srila Prabhupada, constantly increases, and I hope that this will go on up to my last day here on this earth, this increasing of appreciation. And I really feel that a reason for this is that a few years ago I committed myself to reading your Srimad Bhagavatam daily, morning hours, quite early, when before the day starts with its brush. I'm trying to do this sometimes. Happens a little later. From regularly being in contact with your Vani, I have seen it is more than obvious that you have a certain desire which moves you as the acharya of our movement. That desire is you wish to remove the sufferings of the conditioned souls who are undergoing the miseries of material life due to the absence of devotional service in their life. And this inner motivation which moves you is revealed in many passages of your own writings. Here is one. Behind the words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adi Lila, in the grim clutches of Maya, the first class prisoners of this material world wrongly think themselves happy because they are rich, powerful, resourceful, and so on. These foolish creatures do not know that they are nothing but play dolls in the hands of material nature, and that at any moment material nature's pitiless intrigues can crush to dust all their plans for godless activities. Such foolish prisoners cannot see that however they improve their position by artificial means, the calamities of repeated birth, death, disease, and old age are always beyond the jurisdiction of their control. Now we will talk not about the first-class prisoners who have good circumstances according to the material situation. You talk about the third-class prisoners who are less material opulent than the first class prisoners. They endeavor to imitate them, for they also have no information of the real nature of their imprisonment. Thus, they are misled by the illusory material nature. So you have explained that both the rich and the poor suffer under this illusion that they can change the miseries of material life by material means. Then you say, the function of the acharya, however, is to change the activities of both the first class and the third class prisoners for their real benefit. This endeavor makes him a very dear devotee of the Lord, who says clearly in the Bhagavad Gita that no one in human society is dearer to him than a devotee who constantly engages in his service by finding ways to preach the message of Godhead for the real benefit of the world. Srila Prabhupada, you are that acharya who has appeared in modern times to open the tightly shut prison doors of material life. I'm 100% sure that Krishna will come to my rescue and show me his favor due to your kindness to me. And the same holds true for all conditioned souls who come in contact with you. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is much evidence of how an empowered acharya can move Krishna's heart and induce Krishna himself to release conditioned souls from their material imprisonment. Because of Narada Muni's connection with Nalakubara and Manigriva, Sri Krishna pitied these two fallen brothers. When Lord Damodar saw them standing as the cursed twin Arjuna trees before his father's residence, for Nanda Baba, he thought to himself, Krishna sees these two fallen imprisoned souls. Although these two young men, Krishna thinks, are the sons of the very rich Kubera, and I have nothing to do with them, Devashi Narada is my dear and affectionate devotee, and therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. Because Nalakubara and Manigriva had not performed any bhakti, Krishna here says categorically that he had nothing to do with them. But because Narada Muni, his pure devotee, wanted the two sinners to get his mercy, Krishna felt obliged. Krishna's mercy always follows his devotee's mercy. It is very clear that on our own we are conditioned souls who are devoid of bhakti, are powerless to approach Krishna. But when a pure devotee like you asks Krishna to save us, there is every hope, every hope. Sukadeva Goswami extols the tremendous benefit of meeting a pure devotee in these words: Sadhunam samachittanam sudaram matkritatmanam dashanam no babet bandha pungso krishno sabito yata. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Like the sun, you have come to me, and you destroyed the darkness of ignorance. And you have done this not only for me, but for all others who come in contact with you and who will come in contact with you in the future. Srila Prabhupada, the more I understand these good tidings with the passage of time, the more enthusiastic I become to spread your message far and wide, always begging for your mercy, your humble servant. Srila Prabhupada ki let me just turn to your audience, Srila Prabhupada. When I wrote this, I had completed the cut the Dhammadalila. There is this little detail that the two fallen souls, Nala Kubera and Manigriva, are standing before Krishna. Krishna sees them. But Krishna says, because they have not performed any bhakti, they have not decided to come in contact with me and serve me, I really have nothing to do with them. I see them, but there is no relationship. But because Narada Muni, who is my dear devotee, he had blessed them. I must do as Narada Muni said. He is dear and affectionate to me. And therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. In this section, we can see that Krishna's heart becomes moved by what his pure devotee, Narada Muni, in this Leela, wants. And he then says, I must do this. I must do this. I may be engaged otherwise with those with whom I have a relationship, but these have not yet a relationship to me. But my devotee wanted this, so I must come before them for their deliverance. And so in this way, the good fortune of meeting Srila Prabhupada and trying something, whatever is possible, to serve, is the greatest blessing, really, because, yes, I know for myself, I would be totally lost without this. And I'm therefore very enthusiastic, and it becomes bigger as I think about this. That Krishna came to this unfortunate, insignificant soul because Prabhupada requested him. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Shishi Gonitai ki
jai,
Shishi Rama Dhanmana ki
jai.